This is Northwest Public Radio. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Imagine meeting the love of your life and spending a whole blissful summer together traveling the East Coast. Well, then you're off to different colleges, but you stay in touch until one day you get news that the love of your life has died. That's what happened to Celeste Allen, but as it turns out, Ed Allen, her boyfriend, wasn't dead, but in fact very much alive. From StoryCorps Tri-Cities, a love story with a happy ending.
It starts in 1964. Celeste and I were both juniors in high school, but not at the same high school. As it happened, we both won a contest that was sponsored by the Odd Fellows organization. The prize in the contest was an internship at the United Nations in New York City. So the bus pulls into the stop in Cheyenne, and it just so happens that there's an empty seat next to me, and I see this gorgeous girl waiting to get on, and there were seven or eight kids, and I just kept hoping that somehow she would wind up in this empty seat.
And I did.
Our first event in New York was to go atop the Empire State Building.
Right. And it was at night.
It was at night, and it was very romantic, and we shared our first kiss.
Yes.
On top of the Empire State Building. Then when it was time to leave New York, we wound up in Niagara Falls.
Right.
And the kids on the bus,
unbeknownst to us,
they planned a wedding. They said, we're in Niagara Falls, we have to have a wedding.
During the day while we were sightseeing, they went and found a hat with a veil and made up the marriage license.
They had made up this paper, you know, hand-scribbled wedding certificate. There we were, duly married. So we finished the trip, went back across the country, got back to Cheyenne. Is that where you got off the bus?
Yeah.
And the Wyoming kids got off the bus, and of course, Celeste and I were
heartbroken.
Yes. So I went to Berkeley.
And I went to the University of Wyoming. After the course of a year, our letters were not quite as frequent. About midway through our sophomore year, I called your apartment. A woman answered the phone, and I asked if I could speak to Ed. And she asked who it was that was calling. I said, this is Celeste. And she goes, oh, Celeste, I'm so sorry. I probably thought you knew by now. And I said, knew what? And she goes, well, Ed died of a drug overdose. I was just so shocked. I didn't ask any details. I just hung up. So the love of my life at age 19 was dead. So after appropriate time of grieving, I went on with my life, and I got married and moved to Tempe, Arizona. We had two children that we raised and went through 35 years of life and then got divorced.
I, on the other hand, am still in Berkeley. I didn't know that I had died, so I continued with my life just as I had before, and eventually married and had two kids. And after about not quite 35, I think it was 30 years or 31 years or whatever, the kids were grown and I separated. And one night I was sitting in front of my computer and an ad popped up for classmates.com.
And this was a big thing before Facebook.
Yeah,
now
there's other ways.
Yeah.
There was none of that. And I looked to see if was she registered there? She wasn't. But I left my name.
Turned out about 2 days later, I really saw this name, Ed Allen, and I'm thinking, I was just stunned. You know, I had three or four people that I had confided in that, you know, when I was 18 and 19, I'd had this love affair and, you know, he died and I just really never got over it. And
we met for dinner.
Yeah.
And
yes.
We went to dinner, and
by
the end of dinner, it was clear that we were very much in love.
Yes. I am so happy that you weren't dead. I do think that it was just fate that we were going to end up together. And the last 7 years have been the happiest of my life, and I love you very much.
And I love you.
That was Celeste Allen and her husband, Ed, telling the story of how they met and met again. You can hear this story and others from StoryCorps Tri-Cities on our website, nwpr.org. That's also where you can make reservations to tell your story. Tomorrow, we'll be accepting reservations for StoryCorps Tacoma. We'd like to thank Multiplication.com and Paragon Corporate Housing for their support in bringing StoryCorps to our area.